Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week in the Kendall home is the last week before we take our daughter Renee to college, and it's drumming up all kinds of thoughts and emotions. So I'm dedicating this week to Renee, and I'm being totally transparent about this difficult time in our lives, hoping that many of you will glean some insights from it. Well, there's only 2 days left before Renee takes off for college, and I'm thinking that come the first of the week, I'm going to need a padded cell. You know, I hear other parents saying, hey, they're finally leaving. I thought the day would never come. And I'm starting to wonder if there's something wrong with me. And I think it's because Renee and I have always had such a strong relationship. I told you yesterday what a good girl Renee is. And I really do believe that much of it is due to a strong daddy-daughter relationship. Ask any psychologist and they will tell you that a healthy relationship with her father is key to the wellness of a woman's life. It's also a fact that girls who do not have this vital element in their lives often become promiscuous. They're actually looking for the love that they didn't get from their fathers in other men. Oftentimes, as Renee is walking through the room, I'll say, Angel, come hold me for just 2 minutes. And she's all too willing to fall in my arms as I slowly count 59, 58. And ever since she was little, I would ask her for just 2 kisses. And she would giggle as I counted 1, 1.5, 1.75. She definitely knows what pure male affection feels like and has no need to look for it elsewhere. You know, I'd go so far as to say that the majority of your life's problems are because you have compromised your relationship with your Heavenly Father. You haven't been around Him enough to feel His pure affection, so you've looked for it elsewhere. But the Bible says that if I, being of sinful flesh, can be as good as I am to my daughter, how much greater is God's love for you? Now, you dads, I don't care how old your daughter is. The next time she walks through the room, tell her, come hold me for just 2 minutes, and then start counting very slowly. 59, 58. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.